Summer Self will thank you. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This is what the show has become. This is our number one tease. Other shows are like, hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to the number one pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, as he gets ready to be a member of the Bears. Here's us. Hey, coming up on the show, chips and chicken talk.
I've got them.
I know you do.
Did you hear them?
Yes.
So yummy.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
That one had a little bit of a slow burn to it. There's a little bit of a...
Well, you know, it's kind of hard work coming up with different variations every single week.
You know what? The fact that literally no one has asked for or told you to do that, and yet you choose every week to do it.
You know what?
It shows how dedicated... No. Wait.
It's over. It's over.
I'm trying to give him praise.
Teddy, this ain't one of them. I'm never doing it again.
No. What I'm saying is no one has forced you to do it. No one's asked you to do it. No one's made you do it. And yet you've chosen every week to push yourself to the limits of human exertion with that intro. And I'm saying I admire the dedication. That is something.
Let me ask a serious question.
Yeah.
To all the people who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody even like it? Because if they don't,
I think people like it.
Because I don't like it at this point. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's like a full body convulsion.
I know how much it takes out of you. I know how much it takes out of you, buddy. That's
Wild
what I'm
card
saying.
Wednesday. Tweet us at manandbone971. Text us 614-787-3093. In addition to Wild Card Wednesday, we also are unveiling our new original song at 4 o'clock. Yesterday we started this with the pop song simply called Ryan Day.
Yes.
Today, a new song. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, new song. Friday, 4 o'clock, new song. And then we'll play all the songs and you can vote on your favorite. And then that favorite will be given the treatment of a music video.
We still don't know how that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay. We have no idea.
I've been assured that we have people working on it.
Okay.
They're on the case.
Well, how are they working on it if we don't even know? Are they working on a version for all of them?
Bone, they're working on it.
We have top people.
Top people. It.
Top people.
Working on it. Yes.
Where are the middle people?
We are them.
Oh, okay. I would think actually we're probably
more
the bottom.
We got all the top people over there.
We strike more as a bottom, I got to be honest, than the top. But you know,
I would also like to preemptively say that during Rothman and Ice today, which sounded better than ever.
It always does.
Just my God.
It's always good.
Tyvus just takes it to a whole new level. I'm glad Rothman's dead.
No, he's not. He's fine and he's great. And we love Rothman and we love Tyvus. It's good that we have so many good hosts around here.
Yes. Anyway. The producer's control board, you know, the thing that keeps everybody on the air?
Yeah.
Crashed.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
So there's a chance that could happen again.
Do we know, did it get fixed?
It got fixed, but nobody seems to know why.
Oh, okay. So it reset or refired up or something?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you go in to the hospital and you're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right? They hopefully bring you back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But you're laying in the hospital bed, and then later they'll say, oh, you had a heart attack because we found out your left ventricle was all clogged up.
Yes,
right?
Sure.
And now we have to put a stent in there, and we have to open it up. But that was the reason you had a heart attack. See, with radio engineers, it was, man, that was a disaster. We were off the air for 20 minutes. What happened? I don't know. I unplugged it. I plugged it back in. Now it works. Yes, but what do we have to do in the future to make sure that doesn't happen? I don't know.
Right. I guess. Okay. I mean, at some point, there's only so much you can do. I mean, if they already knew how to fix all that stuff and prevent it from happening,
yeah,
wouldn't
I understand
they do
that.
It?
But what I'm saying is they're not really good with the autopsies. They just look at it and say, "Yeah, it's dead." Yeah, but how did it die? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. I do think also I have experience sometimes where you do go to the doctor and you're like, "Doc, my chest hurts," and they're like, "I don't know. We did all the tests. You're just weird. Suck it up, buttercup." And you're like, but I have a chest pain or something. They're like, "Well, we scanned you. You got all the tests. Now they came back." I actually heard a story about this. I forget who the comedian was, but a comedian was telling a story about his dad, who he ate like a tray of lasagna. This man apparently.
Oh, that's right. You told this story before.
And he went to the hospital and they said, "Oh, yeah, he had every symptom. They thought he had a massive heart failure." They said, "This guy's going to need a heart replacement, everything, a whole bypass, everything." And then they said, the next day they asked, "Did you eat anything odd before you came here?" And they said, "Yeah, I ate a plate of lasagna."
Not a plate of lasagna.
A platter.
A whole tray
of it. And they said, "Yeah, we've never seen this much sodium, but that can actually make all of our tests go haywire." And so they said, "We think that's what caused all the issues."
I feel better, Doc. Got anything to eat?
I got to be honest. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could eat enough food to fake modern technology into thinking that.
A drifter outside just to have a heart to give you. And now
you're telling us
now you're just walking out? Just killed this man in cold blood for no reason?
Seems like you did maybe another wrong there. That's probably not
anyway.
Is that hospital policy? No. We just did it. We were desperate.
We thought you weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the corner. He bothers us every time we walk past him. He's always begging for something.
That sounds about right.
So we thought, let's kill him.
You know what?
Take his heart.
That is America 2024. This guy's annoying. Let's kill him. That's right. That's what we're doing.
Reds and Padres this afternoon. Guardians lose to the Astros last night in walk-off fashion. Same two teams again tonight. I saw that Jose Abreu, my longtime guy, who plays for the Astros now, he has been optioned.
Oh.
Which is rare. He's at 37, 38, one of the two. Been around a long time. He's on a big money contract. He has just been god-awful.
Yeah. Awful. Surprise. I mean, not surprising in the sense if you followed his career path, it's kind of not gone well. But when he burst onto the scene, it was like, this guy is unbelievable.
Well, he was very good for many years, and he signed a deal with the Astros last offseason. And last year was kind of up and down, but this year he's just been God awful. And, you know, normally what happens is veteran guy signed to a big money deal is awful. The team says, "Hey, we can't play you anymore." And then the veteran guy says, "Okay, well then just release me. And then you owe me all that money."
Right.
You know, in this case, he said, "I know I'm so bad. I'll go."
Yeah.
I'll go. And you know what? Most guys wouldn't.
Am I wrong? Was he an MVP?
Yes.
Like in the 20s? Like in the 2020s? It wasn't that long ago that he was the MVP of the league.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So that's
also in the roaring 20s. He's that old.
Well,
he's
doing the Charleston. I don't know what to call now. Like, what do we live in the 20s,
yeah,
but no one would say that.
We're in the nows is what we're in.
Yeah. But like when we refer to the 90s, we know when that is. No one I hope in 10 years we're not like back in the 20s. Like, "Yes, Governor, hello, Jose Abreu, my guy."
What are you saying?
Because in the 20s, they wouldn't know how to say it.
they
were horrible.
Jose Abreu.
They're like, "I didn't learn his name. He's playing baseball, shockingly. The rules have changed." Like, they're not aware. They're not being good. They're bad people back then, Mike. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't know if they're bad people.
They're horrible people. Who are urinating on themselves and barfing in their own hands.
They didn't know any better.
Yeah, it was gross. No sanitation,
Teddy,
racist.
Teddy was going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, it was 2020 when he won that MVP. So it was the 2020s.
So he's a 20s era star.
Hey, everybody.
Now he came over later, right? Like he was a guy who couldn't.
He's Cuban,
right? What I'm saying is he didn't like with Yasiel Puig, right? Like he didn't come in at 19.
No,
he came in as a 25 year old or something.
Yeah.
So the career we know of him it seems like it wasn't that long ago. And I guess it wasn't that he was really good. 2020, if you're the MVP, that's pretty good. But whenever he came here to play, it's not the same like the career we normally would expect. So
that's correct. No, he's had a good career, though. Good player. Bad now.
I just want to say, 1920s, not a fan.
No?
I don't like
20s. Not a fan of the 20s?
Roaring 20s seemed like, well, and how did it end? Disaster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Financial ruin for everybody. Way to go, Herbert Hoover. Was it him? I think it was him, or Coolidge. It was Coolidge,
I didn't think we'd have this discussion today.
Hoover and Coolidge, man, what a bunch of dopes.
I gotta tell you, the Roaring 20s, what a bunch of overrated crap. What a bunch of crap that is.
I have a very loose association with the thing called history. Uh-huh. I don't really know it, so just be aware. I'm totally wrong on most of that. That's fine.
Crew playing in Monterey tonight. 10:15 start time. The game is on FS1. Bone is wearing his jersey. It's very important tonight, Bone.
It's hugely important.
What are we going to see?
Well, you're going to see me being nervous poo all the way up
until 10:15. I don't care about you. What are we going to see on the screen when we watch the game?
Well, what I think is what is imperative for the Crew, the short version of this is win or tie and they go to the championship for CONCACAF. That's a huge deal. It's never happened for the Crew. So the big thing I think they have to do is get the first goal. They do that, it becomes much tougher for Monterey to overcome that deficit, not because of just the one goal, but because of all the tiebreakers. So I think you're going to see the Crew play aggressive. I don't think they're going to be waiting around. I think Monterey is going to also try to be very aggressive to start. So you could see a lot of, like, the first 20 minutes of this game, I think, could be wild. And then it'll settle down. Both teams will probably play more like they did in the first game. And then by, you know, halftime, they'll make adjustments and then all will change. But the first 20 minutes, I think, are going to be crucial. So watch for that.
This stadium in Monterey is altitude as well, correct?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
You look out, you see the mountains.
Yes, they are. Yes, that region of Mexico, I believe, has some elevation, but I don't think it's quite as high as like Denver or something like that. It's still a beautiful city. They have mountains right there.
It's going to be a tough place to play, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like 2,000 feet, so it's not like crazy elevation.
What are we at? Like 400
feet?
I don't know. What's our elevation?
I don't know. I think we're like at 800 feet.
Are we?
Yeah. So it's like 1,000 feet more than us. That's up there. You're right. Could thin out a little bit. But either way, Crew have a tough test. They went to Monterey. That's where they won that last game when they played Tigres. These two clubs are in the same city. So they're back in Monterey again. They're used to this. So I assume they're staying in the same hotel. Whole deal. Don't change a thing.
You know what our elevation is?
What's that?
791.
Yeah, I said 800.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know.
You don't know anything about the 20s, but elevation, you got to cover.
I got to tell you, I think I was more right than wrong on the 20s, just for what it's worth.
Right.
I think I kind of got the gist of it.
Hey, Wild Card Wednesday stuff coming up. Yeah. Don't forget about our song at 4 o'clock. I want you to tell all your friends, don't miss the new song at 4, and some bad news for an all-star. Maybe one of the greatest of all time. Maybe not.
I don't know. What sport is this?
The bad tease.
Okay.
And more. You know what we'll do? We'll go across the Midwest and look at elevations of cities. That's what we'll do.
I'm going to say Kansas City, low.
Actually, it's probably starting to creep up.
Oh, well, yeah, there's the continental shelf.
You got to
get to the divide eventually. You're right.
Florida, low.
Low.
Yeah.
Low.
New Orleans, negative. No. All right. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan. The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. Before we get to wild card stuff, Mike Trout needs surgery for a torn meniscus. Best case scenario, 4 to 6 weeks. The Angels are bad. They will continue to be bad with or without him. And I still contend that if he's healthy, he will be traded to Philadelphia by the time the deadline rolls around. You know, but I think sometimes we forget, I forget sometimes, that these guys are just so dedicated to their craft, to what they do. I mean, I look at it like, oh, yeah, Mike Trout.
Well,
he can't play. He's making $500 million. What a shame.
Yeah.
He's talking about this meniscus injury with reporters yesterday, and he's getting like teary-eyed and choked up.
Sure.
Because he's frustrated by this entire situation. You know, I sometimes have to remind myself that, yes, they are beyond rich and have generational wealth probably forever throughout the entire bloodline of their future kin.
Right.
Future kin. But here's what he knows. He can't play baseball and his knee hurts for 6 weeks. And that's devastating to him.
Yeah, I could understand someone being frustrated by that. I think that it is important because you're right. This is getting a lot of play about look how emotional Mike Trout got about this. And I think it's cool to see, you know, star athletes show some emotion, especially when maybe you felt like at other times players who make all that money, maybe they don't care as much, right? They don't care about winning or they don't care about, you know, the stuff that
you
fans
got a guy on his own team. His name's Anthony Rendon.
Well, right. Yeah.
All he does is come out and say, yeah, whatever, baseball, it's a job.
Right.
It's not that important for me. I'll see you.
Sure. But I also think it's worth even saying, like, with him, like, it is possible he's just not very good at, like, putting his feelings out there. I think there are a lot of people in sports who are just not in touch with how much they hurt or they feel bad or whatever. And their defense mechanisms are, yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. Like, we've all met people like that in life, right? Where you try to give them a hug and they're like, Hugs are for wusses. I don't need a hug. And then like 5 seconds later, you see him breaking down crying because they don't ever know how to process their sadness or their whatever it is. It's good to see Mike Trout being a little emotional, I think. I also think that if someone doesn't know how to do that or isn't in that space, doesn't mean they don't care. It means they're just maybe not at that point in their life where they're able to, you know, fully put their feelings out there in front of the media. And that's okay, too.
Teddy was telling me, every single night, 6 o'clock, when he gets in that car, he breaks down and he cries.
Right.
Just because the show was awful and he can't believe he has to work with
this
us.
This is what life has brought him to.
He's in touch with his emotions.
Right.
Right.
I mean, everybody's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, usually on my way home, I'm listening to, you know, the replay of the show.
Oh, sure you are. Then you're crying even harder.
And so I am. I'm like, why? Why me?
That's right. So I think that's it's interesting how we read those reactions depending on what it is. But yeah, I think that's fascinating.
It's Wildcard Wednesday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. What do you got, Bone?
The first one I've got here is from Nuck Eye Butt, who says, my hose bib homies, the guy that does the 5-minute auto wash commercials is the same guy that narrated How It's Made, and I don't know what to do with my life now.
I haven't heard it.
I guess we do. I'm just saying I've watched How It's Made. I've watched Aerial America. I've watched plenty of those type of shows. And I have heard the Aerial America guy on other things. And every time I do, I go, that doesn't work for me. Because I know him from Aerial America.
You know what that guy's name is?
What is his name?
Jim Conrad.
That's right. Jim Conrad.
Jim Conrad. And I know that because, A, his name pops up on the credits during the show.
Yeah.
B, years ago, we were considering using a different voice guy for the station, and we considered Jim Conrad.
Now, think about how...
But I couldn't get past the fact that he's telling us about historical American sites.
Yeah. Well, we also, at that time, were considering the Micro Machines guy, and I really wish we would have gone in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Alive?
Reference?
Dead. No one gets the reference, but alive, I hope the guy is. I don't know.
He also played a teacher on Saved by the Bell.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mr. Tuscadero, I think.
I don't remember
his name.
Pinky's dad?
Yes.
Pinky Tuscadero?
Yes.
No? I don't know. This is from Duke. He says, my song composers. My lovely girlfriend and I were on a date last night when the topic of what band is playing your dream concert came up. I said Beastie Boys circa 1994. What would your choice be? Could be past or present bands from any era of their music. I think that's an interesting way to look at it, too, because it's not just, oh, this band with all their hits. It's what specific version of the band.
First of all, that is the complete opposite of what I would pick.
We know.
Beastie Boys. I never saw Tom Petty.
Okay.
And I feel robbed by this. That stupid idiot had to go and die on me.
How dare him.
I never saw Tom Petty. If I could, I would go back to Tom Petty when he had the solo album Wildflowers, when that came out, which I want to say was 94.
All right.
So at that time, you still had a lot of heartbreaker hits before that.
Yeah.
And then you had the good solo stuff. So he had a good catalog to play.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's hitting the heartbreaker stuff. He's not just coming out doing solo stuff.
Yeah. I think that's a very good choice. I think I feel like there were so many of those bands that we just didn't see in their prime.
Jimmy's Nutsack?
No. Well, there's two bands. One of them, I'm going to say this, I kind of got to do that last year when I went down to Alabama for Furnace Fest, which I know you love talking about. It's your favorite thing for me to bring up. One of the bands that play there is called Throwdown, and they have an album that came out like 20 years ago that I never got to see them play. I've never seen them play live at all, and they don't play a lot of shows. They hadn't played a show together since 2015. But this album that came out called Haymaker, it was their 20th anniversary of it. So they reunited to play this album and they played it straight through. And it's not those guys in that era, but they were playing that.
So you'd have them play the album, but then
yes,
go back in their prime.
That's the album I would have picked to have them play. And then that's what I ended up seeing. Although, again, everybody's 20 years older. So that was cool. The other one, a little off the board, you've seen them on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They are now the house band for Jimmy Fallon, the legendary Roots crew. I love the Roots. But there was a live album that they had in like 98 or 99 in Sweden. And I remember that was kind of my first exposure to them. I loved that album. I listened to it constantly, like years on end. It was in my car until now my car doesn't have a CD player anymore. But it was always in my car, was always in my CD player. I'd want to go to like Stockholm, Sweden, and watch that concert. That specific concert is what I'd go to.
More Wild Card Wednesday fun, and the Browns want some money from you. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the right center lane on eastbound 33 at 270, and that's on the west outer belt. It is causing a 5-minute slowdown. And we've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Z-Bart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Z-Bart undercoating, rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Z-Bart window tint. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know how if you're cooking pasta, you don't stir it occasionally, the noodles stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm aware. Yeah.
Wanted to make sure I was talking to somebody.
I don't know if it was rhetorical or
yeah,
what I was
I'm just saying.
Here.
Sometimes they stick together. And sometimes you overcook that pasta and it gets all gummy and bleh.
You don't want that.
You want it al dente, which means to the tooth.
Is that what it means?
That's right.
Al dente?
To the tooth.
All right. What about Al Borland? Never mind. Keep going.
He also is to the tooth.
To the tool.
You want it a little. With a pleasant stiffness is what I like to call it.
Okay.
Maybe you look down and you don't have that pleasant stiffness where it used to be. That's called erectile dysfunction. And if you're not to the tooth down in your pantalone, please call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They're going to help you. There's no shame here, kids. Your initial visit's only $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test doesn't work right, there in the office, your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Ted, you edited out that part where you screwed up. I just want to make sure when this is played later, live, I want people to think.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got
you'll take this out, too?
Yeah.
All perfect. Of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All good. Of it's gone.
Wait a second.
All right, thank
I'll tell you, where's the severe weather alert when you need it? Just to knock us off the air. Right?
That's right. There you go.
The Browns are considering a $1 billion renovation of their current stadium or a new $2.4 billion dome stadium in Brook Park.
Well, first of all, we got to stop calling it a domed stadium because the proposal that they've put out there doesn't look anything. I mean, it's a covered stadium.
There's a difference.
It looks like a shed.
Yeah.
Like a weird art. I don't even know what the right. It's angular, and I guess it kind of looks like if they put a roof over Lower.com Field. Maybe it's a little bit like that.
Mike Leach is punishing children in there in the afterlife.
It does look. It's dead. College players who have concussions. Let's be real.
Yeah,
there. Some of them are grown men, but in either case, I'm sure it'll be fine if they do go out and build a dome out in, what is it, Brook Park?
Brook
is that
Park.
Where they want to do it?
Yeah.
Did you notice in the rendering, they have this wide angle of it where they're like, at the very corner of the picture, you can see the skyline of Cleveland. They're like, see, it's still around there. It's not that far away. It looks like it's miles and miles away from downtown, but they want to make sure you see there's a view of downtown from this new stadium. If you get up high enough, you could still see it theoretically.
Well, the Cleveland Plain Dealer is reporting that the Browns want public money for 50% of either solution. So if they stay downtown in the stadium and it costs them $1 billion, public's going to have to pick up half. You build the dome for 2.4, which you and I know won't be 2.4.
Of course not.
It'll be 3. Public money, pay in half. That's what the Browns want.
Right. And then if they go out to Brook Park, they'll do the same thing.
Yes, a Brook Park facility would open before the 2029 season. Now, you have local politicians talking about the Modell Law. Of course, we talked about that a lot with the crew potentially leaving, right?
Right.
The difference here is that the Browns would not be leaving the metro area.
True.
They would be moving out to the suburbs, which I assume the Modell Law would not cover, but the hell do I know?
Well, technically, I believe from what was being brought up with this is that if they are moving from the city, whatever, you know, the way it was written was if they are moving from the city, that they get any type of tax breaks from or anything that they've worked with. And of course, all these teams do, then they have to give the first right of refusal for that to the local government to make it work. And if they don't, and they just say, we're moving to Brook Park, theoretically, then that could become a legal issue. My guess is that if they were going to Browns, let's say, go to Brook Park by the airport, right? Isn't that kind of where that area is, if I'm not mistaken? They would do everything they could to say, hey, local Cleveland government, you guys are good with this, right? Oh, you're not? Well, what would it take to make this good so that we can go out here and get this land that we want to use and build our stadium out there? I'm not saying it's not going to be a little messy, but I don't think it would not rise to the situation where you get the attorney general involved of the state like happened with Save the Crew. I don't think anything like that would be going on.
By the way, speaking of stadiums, they've got a whole thing going on with Kansas City and their ballpark for the Royals. They want something downtown. They want renovations to Arrowhead. And both teams have said, if we don't get it, well, we'll have to explore all our options. Well, it was on the ballot, and guess what? They didn't get it.
Right.
Now, that's not to say they can't revise it and get something else, but now they're talking about the Chiefs potentially moving across the border into Kansas. Currently, they're in Missouri. And, you know, the city straddles two states.
Sure.
Moving to Kansas wouldn't seem like a big deal, but then again, I don't live in Kansas City, so I'm sure that would be some sort of epic change.
Well,
for
I
everybody.
Mean, yeah, just like this would for if you're a Browns fan and you've been going to the Muni lot
years,
but it's still, it's not the same to your point. They're not moving to California. They'd be moving relatively same metro area.
They're staying in the area. This is not like, oh, the Rams left. Where'd they go? Across to Illinois?
Yeah.
No, they moved to Los Angeles. See
right,
ya.
Right.
But the, excuse me, the rendering that I saw, not the potential rendering, it was a rendering that I saw for the potential stadium in Kansas if the Chiefs were to move. Dome.
Oh, you know that. Yes,
of course. Because that's what we do now, right? Here's what we do. We take every single football stadium. We put a roof over it. There will be a time, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 25 years, will the shoe will also have a roof, or whatever sits on the shoe property will have a roof, because we have to sterilize everything. Everything.
Right.
For the event that maybe you get a Final Four or Beyonce comes to see you.
By the way, can I point something out that I think is getting lost in all of this dome conversation? Because you're right. The logic is, well, we couldn't possibly get a Super Bowl or anything if we don't have a dome. I guess you can't get a Final Four, right? Because that has to be under the cover of a roof. But wasn't WrestleMania this year. Am I wrong? Was it outside, Teddy?
I mean, it's
always
Philadelphia, right?
It's always outside. Okay, it was in Philly.
Yes.
Do they have a roof over
no.
the link?
No.
Okay. Have you seen concert footage of Taylor Swift, Beyonce, any of these stars going to these giant places? They're not in domes all the time. They're out sometimes in the stadium where it's not covered. Now, I'm not saying that's ideal. Obviously, they would prefer to be in a dome. But if Taylor Swift comes to Kansas City and can play Arrowhead, guess what's going to happen? Everyone's going to go. And if it's raining, they're still going to go. And the concert will still happen. And I guess unless there's lightning, then yeah, you'd have to postpone it. But that's something that's a little bit different. I'm just saying mostly the events you want, you can still get if you don't have a dome. And you don't sacrifice the essence of football, as I would call it, of, you know, now we're playing on fake grass with no environment. No, hey, is it 16 degrees out where you're playing? Doesn't matter. It's 72 in here. So now we lose all that. You lose all the home field advantage from that standpoint, from the weather. All that's gone from football. No more NFL films with guys having fog coming out of their mouths or off the top of their head after they play some of these games. We're not going to have that anymore. And I'm not saying it kills football. It's just
no,
a change.
It's just that that's that little something. We are trying so hard in every aspect of life to sanitize, to disinfect everything. You know what I mean. I'm not talking about actual disinfecting things. You actually should wash your hands and your ass. That's important.
Yes, I know what
okay.
you mean.
I'm not saying
I know what you
turn
mean.
Into Mila Kunis and don't let your kids take a bath.
No, but
I'm not
saying
that.
They're trying to keep everything as like, wouldn't 72 degrees be better than 30 degrees?
Right. Here's the deal, man. One of my favorite lines from an Oasis song called Little by Little is, true perfection needs to be imperfect. Mm. And I think we're, like Gene had that line about, hey, if we play a playoff game, maybe it'd be better if we play in the Hoosier Dome because we can control the climate. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. We need, this is all fun, right?
Yeah.
This is fun. Look, no one is saying, hey, Congress, go meet outside on the lawn in chairs when it's 20 degrees. Okay.
Right.
But
right.
This is all just stupid. It's all fun, stupid sports. And it's okay if sometimes we turn on our favorite sport and it's chaos because the weather makes it chaos. It's okay.
You know what? I have another thought on this because there is an example we can point to in professional sports where, because you can say, oh, you guys are being old, you're being stupid, you're being like from 100 years ago, what are you talking about? This is progress, this is how it works. No, this is American sports being dumb. I can tell you I can show you an example where this is not done elsewhere.
All right, we gotta
take
a break.
It's successful.
Bone will do story time. And more Wild Card Wednesday coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. And there's also a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bedliners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Our new original song. We started doing this yesterday. We debuted a pop song about Ryan Day called Ryan Day. So coming up at 4 o'clock, we got a new song today. Different song, new song. Tell your friends. And now Bone's going to tell us why us stupid Americans can't seem to get it right. And he's not wrong.
Well, here's the thing. I don't understand why we prioritize domes in this country when it comes to sporting events, because one of these sports that is the biggest, as you know, around the world is soccer. One of the things that every other country does with soccer outside of like Russia, the United States, and then a couple other like poorer countries that just can't afford to upkeep their fields, every other country beyond those ones I mentioned play on natural grass. It's almost sacrilegious to even think of putting, like, Lionel Messi playing on AstroTurf
wouldn't be allowed.
It's hardly ever. Yeah, it's rarely a thing, if ever. Most of those players just say, absolutely not, I refuse to play. You would not see Champions Leagues on right now. Champions League games, rarely, if ever, played on turf. They're always played on natural grass for a reason, because they believe that's the way the game should be played. It's safer for the players, all these other things. So when you have stadiums that are being redesigned, you have Real Madrid, one of the biggest clubs in the world. They just redid the Bernabeu, where they play. They're the Bernabeu, technically. That stadium is the one we've talked about, where they have the little trays of grass. They're on sliding trays. They go down 7 stories into the ground, and they are stored underground, where they have grow lamps, water systems, everything they need, climate control, to make sure that the grass can grow. Even if there's a concert on the surface there in the stadium, it is also it has a retractable roof. It has stuff over the stands so that people are always covered, even if it is, you know, during a game. But when they play these games, they take the dome off, they put the grass up, and if it's raining, it's raining. But they're going to let that happen. They can also then have the best of both worlds if they have a concert. But it's not just there. Barcelona's redoing their stadium right now. The Camp Nou, that's not going to have a roof. It's going to have a very small opening, kind of like Jerry World, the first one that we had, Texas Stadium, right? It's going to look like that. But it still is open to the elements, and they're going to have real grass in there. They're going to have a way to grow the grass. I don't understand why we can't do that in the NFL. I don't understand why we can't do that here in America with our stadiums.
Well, to answer, I'm sure someone is yelling because America has different weather extremes. Let's analyze that for a second, okay? First of all, you're right. Like in Scotland and England, no weather ever.
They also, by the way, if they're building a dome, Tottenham just built their new stadium. It is wide ass open to the elements, and they want to host everything that Kansas City or Cleveland or anybody else wants to host.
You deal with the elements. Even it's very much an American thing, and it's very much an Asian thing with domes, but you look elsewhere and it doesn't exist. Even Saudi Arabia is throwing all this money at every soccer player in the world, right?
Yeah.
And they're building these facilities. This is the Middle East. This is the desert. It gets hot, right?
Yes.
Hot and dry. No domes.
Right.
All open air grass, because that's how the sport is supposed to be played.
Well, Qatar got the World Cup a few years ago, the Men's World Cup. And aren't they, am I wrong? Saudi Arabia, I think, just landed it for 2032. So, I mean, I'm just saying, maybe then they'll start building domes for that, but I don't think so. They didn't do it the last time around.
They didn't have it in Qatar.
No, right. That's my point. So
now they had to move it to
the winter. That's fair. But what I'm saying is, if you get people who want to, and again, there was corruption involved with that. I'm not saying that there wasn't. But if you want to get WrestleMania in Kansas City, it's not going to be because you have a roof or not. It's going to be because you make a great proposal and they think that's a great place to host
actually,
it.
Actually, Teddy, what's the wrestling doing? I actually read a story the other day is that they're thinking about delaying WrestleMania by like 6 weeks, right?
Are they really? I didn't hear that.
There's talks maybe pushing it back into May.
Yeah. Pushing it back to open themselves up to other geographic locations.
Oh, interesting.
Where it may not be conducive to go outside in March.
I didn't realize that. But see, again, that's a point of those type of events, they will work around. I'm guessing when Taylor Swift's people put together her concert series, they don't look and go, Denver, December. Book it. Like they're looking in the summer. They're probably trying to do outdoor stadiums in colder weather climates.
Yeah. They will work around you.
Absolutely. I don't understand why the primary tenant of these buildings is almost like an afterthought. It's like, everyone knows football's worse when it's played on turf. Everyone knows the elements not being involved is not, to me, that's not enjoyable for football, right? I like the fact that you're going to have some weather in Cleveland versus in Miami. And in Miami, guess what you're going to have sometimes? Torrential downpours. If you do, you do. That's their weather. I think that's part of the game.
And then people say, well, it's not enjoyable for the fans. Yeah, fans look like they're having a hard time buying tickets.
Kansas City, we've joked about this, where I have said for years, if you had a stab yourself in the leg to get into the game promotion at NFL games, people would line up and buy NFL branded knives.
You essentially did. You had a playoff game where it's like, hey, man, if you come, your toes might fall off. People were lined up.
And they did.
And their toes fell off.
They had amputees. People had limbs or toes amputated, fingers amputated after that game who attended. That's, there will be people who, yes, you need to take care of the fans. You can do that, by the way. A lot of these stadiums, the first thing they have, covering for the fans, protection for the fans, keep the climate good for the fans. Out on the field, let the elements happen. And if it's a small little area where the elements are, fine, but still leave it open air so you can have natural grass, things like that. It is the death by a thousand cuts thing where you eventually realize one day, we're not even looking at the same sport we used to.
Our brand new original song debuts coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between 71 East and West Split. And watch for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 33 at 270 on the west outer belt. It's causing a 5-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from Post Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis text line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. All right, yesterday we unveiled a brand new original song.
Mm-hmm.
So Fish, our program director, came to us a while ago and said, hey, I know you like to play music on the show. However, we're putting a moratorium on music on the shows. You can't play music anymore. Copyright issues, bunch of mumbo jumbo.
It's a thing going on in the industry. We're just trying to get out ahead of it, all that stuff.
Right. So we thought, well, if we can't play somebody else's music, why can't we make our own music? We own it.
Right.
There's no copyright issues because it's ours. So Bone and I decided to write some original songs. I played for you my original song. I didn't sing it. We have professionals doing this about Ryan Day yesterday. Just a pop song about Ryan Day. And today, a completely different vibe.
Yep. We went with this one. I felt like if we're going to do pop one day, we got to go the other extreme the next day. And that is to go with like an 80s metal kind of vibe, a song about the Blue Jackets, and we're calling this song Cursed Ice. Yeah, so enjoy.
Is that it?
I guess. Yeah.
All right, here we go, the world debut of Cursed Ice. Tell you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sad that you only did one verse of this song.
Well, you know, I figured let's keep it high and tight.
I think we need an extended version of this because it's a banger. I enjoy it.
Well, we wanted something. In my mind, I said, let's go for Testament. If you know the band Testament, not a Christian band, by the way, just pointing that out. But yeah, you know the band Testament? That, to me, is like right down that alley. Now, it's not Testament. I wish it was. Maybe if we ask nicely, maybe someday they'll perform it. I don't know.
So yesterday we had the pop song called Ryan Day. This song, 80s metal-y song called Cursed Ice.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I will just wet your whistle by saying this. 90s ska.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
This is... Now, Bodie Wells right now is Googling feverishly. He does not know what ska is.
90s ska. We wanted a different sound for every song this week.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And there are different sounds for each song. I agree with you on that.
Let us know if you enjoyed the song today. Let us know if you go back and listen to the podcast, which, by the way, is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device. Yesterday's song is right there on the podcast because we own the music. They can't take it away.
That's right.
Spotify can't yank us down like they normally would if we just played a random song. This is our song. Go back and listen to the Ryan Day song. Of course, you can listen back to this one when the podcast drops after the show and tell us what you think. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Well, Timmy Halston in there. Timmy, I'm curious. You're not the biggest fan of metal, per se, but what did you think of that song? Did you enjoy that?
That wasn't too hard.
Okay.
That wasn't too hard. I was telling Ted that had that sound, and maybe this is by design. I'm not going to say that was like Machine Head, but that's what was playing in my mind.
Oh.
Because it sounded like a tune that when the lyrics were done and it was just that they're skating around and they're getting ready for Face Off.
That's right. They won't do it, but they should play that at Nationwide Arena for a Jackets game.
I don't know if that's opening Face Off, but maybe, you know, second period or third period, getting back to it. It could be one of those songs that they play.
I agree with you, and I don't know why this isn't embraced around here, because to my mind, ice hockey and like heavier rock go so well, whether we're talking metal, whether, like you said, Bush, Machine Head, like whatever you want to throw out there, something in that vein or heavier. I always think that stuff merges perfectly. Hockey is a violent sport that.
Yes.
Angry,
yes.
Shouty
it's
music.
It's fast. It's got energetic. An edge to
it. Yeah. There's a lot of...
You're on
lot of,
edges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's go.
Literally on edges.
We need some toxicity. I don't know if I've ever heard that one out
system
there at Nationwide.
Of down. Yeah. I did see the New Jersey Devils. They have had I'm not even joking, like actual hardcore, like thrash bands playing in their like stadium, in their arena, not as a concert, just like as you're walking in. They're doing it like where they would have, I don't know, like a vendor or something, like a hot dog stand. They just have a stage and people are like moshing in Jersey.
During the game, they're not doing this.
In
intermissions.
Before the game. Yeah. Like an hour before the game. Like as you're walking in.
Okay. Hour before the game. I'm just saying when they're in the third period, they're playing the game.
But I'm saying that's like we, and again, I love this. We have like country bands or we'll have like a hip hop act and that's all good.
We had a Jimmy Buffett cover band.
Sure.
The last game this season.
That's fine.
That's what we had going on. It was, you know.
I'm just saying.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville and then Jersey there. Yeah.
In New Jersey, they're throwing down. Now, maybe they do that other times where they also have the Jimmy Buffett guy come in and do that.
Some Bruce Springsteen going on, right?
Sure, yeah. But you got to embrace the metal a little bit more, I think, over there. In fact, I think Mike Todd, our guy with Dairy Queen, he loves metal.
He's a metal guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves metal. But for that song, because we are kind of ripping the Jackets, he's probably like, I have a Hofty, but I don't know if I can enjoy this. I don't know what's going on.
Do you do this when you're alone in your Mustang?
What do you mean?
Do you just bang? Do you bang away? No. I meant on the heavy metal front.
Oh,
are you just
buddy.
Banging away all the way back to Marysville?
Buddy, if I'm listening to music, 95% of the time, I don't want to understand the lyrics. I just want to feel the anger.
Are you screaming in the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I scream in the car.
I yell the F word.
But it's because I'm watching I'm listening to the Buckeye show. And I'm like,
yes.
Damn it, this is terrible.
Yes. Like I said,
my God.
Timmy, what I said was if I'm listening to music on the way home, that's rare because I'm only listening to the Buckeye show.
It's okay.
If you're on it.
It's all right.
No,
You don't have to do that.
And then, 5 minutes in when you're like, I got to tell you, Jake Diebler's the greatest basketball coach in the history of basketball coaches. Then I'm like, flip the music on and scream. Just kidding.
Wild Card Wednesday.
And I love Jake, too. Let's go, Jake Diebler.
What do you got, Boner?
Let's see. I have got Aaron, who says, my guys, it's May in Ohio. That's true. Today's May 1st. Sandals with pants, acceptable or not? I mean,
look, man, you do you. I'm not a sandals guy. I don't like to show my feet to anybody. I don't want to see your feet, and I assume nobody wants to see my feet. So that's the way I roll.
I love sandals. However, I only enjoy them when I know that shorts are accompanying. Because to me, those are like a package deal. I'm not a big fan of, like, my brain gets confused when I put long pants on, but then put sandals on. It's like, are we at the beach? Are we getting ready to walk through like an apple orchard? I'm confused. If I have pants on, I presume it's cold enough to wear like closed-toed shoes. If I have sandals on, I figure it's got to be at least 80 degrees.
You're asking the wrong person. First of all, I've known Timmy for how long?
12 years.
Never seen your feet.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
No, here's
you've definitely worn sandals here before.
Let me refresh your memory. You are the one that got me on the right track and shamed me out of sandals in the workplace.
I don't remember this.
You did. Yeah, you did.
All right, well, I'm proud of myself.
The Avril Lavigne jeans, gone, burned.
Well, that's
and
ridiculous.
No more sandals.
You look like Skater Boy.
You said, see you later, boy.
I did see you later, boy.
You know what? That's fine. We talk about this all the time. If we can't shame each other.
That's right.
When we're not doing the right thing, what are we supposed to do?
I'm quite sure that I've never seen Ted's feet ever.
Well, that I know. Ted, I don't even think I've seen Ted's legs. Ted, have you ever worn shorts?
No, I've seen Ted's legs.
I've worn shorts a couple times. Yeah,
really?
not often.
When Ted's working weekends, he'll come in with the shorts.
I'm not talking about the booty shorts you wear on the weekends. I'm saying when you're in here, you're not wearing like khaki shorts. I've never seen that.
I'll wear some shorts for you here like maybe a couple weeks or so.
You want to
know like a real treat is, it's only happened twice in the 12 years I've been here, but seeing Teddy on the golf course, that's a treat. Just to see him tucked in the golf attire, because even though he wears collared shirts sometimes, he never looks like that.
He doesn't
see him in golf mode.
By the way, we're burying the lead here because Timmy got to interact with royalty today.
Who did you talk to today?
A couple of my guys.
Hey, how's it going? It's Jack Nicklaus here.
Well, that's
getting ready for the memorial.
Okay.
Yes, the golden bear today.
I'm about to say something sacrilege. That's not what I meant.
I know you meant Jack Nicklaus. You're talking about Dale Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paramount Ted's redneck Jesus was here.
Yeah, your guys.
And Timmy sends me a picture like, well, look, I'm like, I'm standing next to a race car driver. I'm like, you're standing next to the savior of the South. You know that? Like, there are people who worship this man. Paramount Ted is one of them. And you're just like, oh, look at this guy. I'm like, Teddy. Can you believe he got to meet Dale Jr.?
That was Dale Jr. and Jack there at the same time then, right? I mean,
that
that's
perfect
mind-blowing
for you. That's
yeah.
Golf and NASCAR right together.
What were you talking to Dale Jr. about?
He's a nationwide guy. So he was at this event today, and Jack and Barbara, they fly in for this. They give away a Youth Spirit Award. It's something that they do through the memorial, through their foundation. So we're getting close to the tournament. They've done this for 14 years or so. And Dale, this is the first time I can recall Dale Jr. They've had some other sports celebs here, like Julie Inkster, LPGA legend.
Yeah.
She was so cool. Big fan of hers, getting to meet her. And I'm about to travel out to San Francisco tomorrow, where she's from and grew up playing golf. She was cool. But to talk to Dale and get him talking about the differences and similarities between golf and NASCAR.
Did you get your interview with Dale Jr.?
I got a few questions with him on the mic.
Oh, look at that.
I'll give it to you.
Teddy. Ted and I went once to go meet Dale Jr. and instead we got to meet Tyler Reddick. Nice kid. Good dude. NASCAR driver.
You seemed very disappointed.
Well, I was like kind of expecting it. Ted, though, this was his chance to meet Dale Jr. and he didn't get to. And Timmy just stumbles into Dale Jr. like it's nothing. I'm just saying.
Are there a lot of similarities between golf and NASCAR?
No.
Well, you know what? For a long time, some of the venues, only white people.
There you go.
In both.
Now,
right?
Augusta and every track down south.
You know what? Lots of rich dudes walking around at both of those events. That's racing and golf. There's lots of rich people.
Well, as I said, you know, it's one winner. That's it. You get one winner.
Go. That's right.
Just like in golf.
Field of
dozens
or hundreds, and only one gets to win. You're exactly right.
I mean, you have racing teams.
Like they, Live Golf has their teams.
Golf teams, that's right.
Like the Stingrays or the Aces.
No, it's the High Flyers, right? Isn't that name?
High Flyers.
Yes.
Everyone knows them.
More Wild Card Wednesday. coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 161, and there's a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and 315. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new summer blizzard treat menu. Try new picnic peach cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new peanut butter cookie dough party. The new summer blizzard treat menu is one you won't want to miss, only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Ben from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday. If you're new to the show and you're saying, what is this Wild Card Wednesday? It's essentially code for we're extra stupid on Wednesdays, and you can ask us any dumb question or bring up any stupid topic, and we're probably going to talk about it. You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
Yeah, let me give you an example of one of my favorite phenomenons to happen in Wild Card Wednesday, and that is when one of our listeners proposes a question, which again, can be anything, any off-the-wall topic. And not only does that question, is it good, it's so good that one of our other listeners then responds to that tweet with their own answer, which is equally good. So Urban's Little Meyer says, my guys, yesterday I was listening to the show with a guy who recently wrote a book about coma survivors. Well, all right. Tell me more. I'm
Sounds
interested
like a page turner.
I'd be interested. He mentioned sometimes that if you're a coma survivor, that too, that they are stuck in a dream state the entire time, and sometimes they live a second life. If you were stuck in a coma for a year, what would you want to happen or dream of?
What if we're in a coma now?
Well, that's the thing. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Perception is reality. You're exactly right.
Can I tell you something? This coma sucks. If this is my coma, this coma sucks.
I mean, it has its ups. It's definitely not like, to your point, it's a good version of like what a real life could be. But like dream state coma version where it's like anything could happen. Like I could be a pro athlete in a dream state.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what my dream state would be.
Okay.
And we're sort of living it a little bit this week with these original songs that we're making. My dream state would be I am just a kick-ass guitar player. And I can shred vocals, and I'm on top of the charts, and I'm playing in front of 50,000 people every single night.
That's very interesting.
Where I got people singing my songs back to me, and I just feel that energy.
That's fascinating. Because you'd also, like, in a dream state, you'd also be the type of person who could presumably handle all of that. Because that's a very intense thing.
Oh, it's very intense.
Be up on stage every night knowing that there's people waiting on your every word and every song. You gotta
absolutely,
you know,
it's almost like doing a radio show for 3 hours.
Well, except you don't go to Buenos Aires where no one speaks your language, and then every single word you've ever written,
you don't have to speak the language. First of all, they bought a ticket to see you.
That's what I mean.
I'm not bussing on the streets. Busking.
Yeah, and bussing. I'm just saying, how many rock stars have you read about who are like, yeah, and then the pills started happening because it's so.
Why do you have
so intense?
Why do you have to crap on my coma?
Not. I was just pointing out.
That is a sentence I didn't think I'd say today. Why do you have to crap on my coma? It's my coma.
All right, fine.
What would your coma be?
I will tell you. I met a guy when we went to a resort in Mexico many years ago. This was like we saved up money. My wife actually got a little bonus at work that we used. We went to this all-expenses-paid resort in Puerto Vallarta. It's great. And so we had a great time. We enjoyed it. As we're at the bar in our resort, this guy that we're sitting next to, you know, we're like, he's asking us how we enjoy the place. We said, it's great. He goes, yeah, it's not my favorite I've been to, but it's all right, this place. And I said, oh, yeah, you go on vacation a lot? He goes, yeah. He's like, we go probably about twice a month.
Must be nice.
All expense paid places like this.
All right.
All around the world, wherever it's warm, basically, is where this guy likes to go. And I said, oh, wow. So you obviously don't work. He looked like he was in his 50s. And he goes, no, I used to do logistics for a company, and then I started playing the stock market and did really well for myself, and now I don't have to work anymore.
Okay.
And again, this guy's not famous. You wouldn't know him. I didn't recognize him. I don't think he's got like books out there telling you who he is. He's one of those rich people that just lives his life, enjoys it. No, people know who he is, I'm sure, in his industry, but no one really is going to come up and bug him. That's the lifestyle. No expectations, extreme amount of wealth, and you can just enjoy your life and no one's bugging you.
I'll tell you, there's a spot. Well, it's not there anymore. I've told the story about how Kristen and I got married. We had a destination wedding in Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
And we were in the restaurant of a country club.
Yeah, right.
Overlooking the bay. And anybody who just happened to be having dinner at this restaurant was inadvertently in our wedding.
Right.
Whether they wanted to be or not, because we were just right there. And there is one particular table in this restaurant that I think has the perfect view of the bay. And I love this one table and this one seat at the table. And I've probably been in that seat 15 times.
Okay.
All right. I just love sitting there. And the last time we went, I had my wife next to me,
yeah,
and my daughter for the first time in the other seat.
Sure.
To my right. And we got a bottle of wine on the table, and Samantha is there coloring and talking to us.
Yep.
And I'm looking out at the sunset on this bay, and I'm thinking, this is the spot. Like, if I was going to be stuck in a spot,
sure,
that I was just going to revisit for the rest of my life, when I'm sitting in a nursing home wetting myself, mm-hmm, not knowing what's going on, I want to be in this spot. Well, sadly, they had Hurricane Ian down there,
mm-hmm,
a couple years ago, wiped the place out.
Oh, no.
It's gone. Now, they're rebuilding it. It's going to be a different space, and I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. But that space will be gone, and a new space will be there. And I regret that I couldn't sit at that table one more time.
Yeah, I get that.
That's my, you know what? There's my coma spot.
There you go. Beautiful. Now, Dustin replied to this. Where would you, if you had a, you know, you're in a coma, it's a dream state, it's not real, where would be this second life that you would want to live? Dustin's reply is, you know, also great. He said, second life with Sidney Sweeney, not even close.
All right, scratch what I said. I'm going to throw my wife and daughter off the bridge into the bay, and I'll be at the table with Sidney Sweeney.
You know what? We both have talked about this. If you actually met Sidney Sweeney and she was like, what's up, Tiger? You know, and you're just like, ah, like I would be so freaked out. I'd say, I can't. There's no way. You're not going to enjoy this. It's going
to
be miserable.
I have
for you
to go home now.
But in a dream state, I would know she won't be miserable because this isn't even real.
And, somehow we're so disgusting and disappointing. Even in the dream, she would be miserable.
No, because in the dream state, I assume, like I said, you'd be the person who could go up on stage and play, you know, 50 songs a night for 100 dates. And I would be the type of person that would make Sidney Sweeney go, all right, like that's where I would be.
All right. We need to have a serious discussion about how to behave like human beings.
You and me?
Yeah, no, just society.
Oh,
society in general. And you know what?
Say.
We're going to help out society because we may have a lot of shortcomings. We do have a lot of shortcomings, but you and I understand what society is and how to behave.
Agreed.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a 25-minute slowdown to watch out for on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. And there's an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 315 after King Avenue, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, our podcast, that is the place where you can find yesterday's original song.
Mm-hmm.
It is the place where you can find today's original song called Cursed Ice.
Mm-hmm.
After the show finishes.
Yeah.
Is when the podcast loads up. But the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We need to have a conversation about how to act as human beings.
Yep.
Now, our gal, Angela, sent us a tweet today with a picture. And it wasn't a picture from her workplace because she works out of the home.
Well, she makes cakes.
That's right. She does. And she's also a full-time mom.
So you got a lot going on.
And it's someone's workplace where they showed a box of donuts and little pieces carved out of probably 6 or 7 of the dozen donuts that happen to be in the box.
Looks like the donuts are like a bad version of Pac-Man, where there's just a small sliver of them cut out, but enough to make a lot of them actually turn into like a C. They look like C. Well, they're donuts. They look like C holes. I mean, is really the only way you can say that.
Certainly looks like there's a C hole involved.
That's right. Yeah.
And this person didn't want to commit to one particular flavor. They wanted to try them all. So they cut little pieces out of each donut, and I'm sure they thought to themselves, well, what's the problem? I'm not having the whole donut. I'm leaving donuts for everybody else. Now, back in the day, we used to have a donut shop that sponsored this radio station. And every single week, they would bring in donuts here. And every single week, I would go to the donut box, and there would be half a donut there or a quarter donut there because someone would come by and say, I don't want the whole thing. So I'm just going to take a little thing and then leave it here. Listen, we're living in a society, as Costanza likes to say. All right. You either take a whole donut or you take no donut.
Yep.
Don't leave us your remnant. I don't want to know that you touched it. I don't want your quarter of a donut that you've left in the box. If you don't want the whole donut because you're on a calorie restriction or something, then you take the donut back to your desk. You take a bite, however you want, and then discreetly either put it in a napkin for later or throw it away. Do not leave it in the box like an animal.
Well, that's to your point. If you take it back to your desk and eat it, now, yes, I don't have any opportunity to eat that donut, but I also never knew that donut existed in a perfect form, right? I don't know. This is kind of a perception moment where I don't know what donuts I'm missing out
on. We don't know what we don't know.
They weren't there.
That's right.
I open the box and there's 10 donuts out of the 12 are there. Two of them are missing. I don't know if they're the best donuts ever or if they're the jelly-filled ones that I hate. I don't know, but what I do know is I don't have to worry about it because they're not there. But if you take one of the donuts that I look at and go, that looks delicious, and then it looks like someone's put their grubby paws on it and used a little plastic knife to cut a slice of it out, I then go, you've ruined my donut. That's awful.
It's a donut. They're small. They serve one. This is not a sharing thing. This is not a crumble cookie.
Well, yeah.
If you get a crumble cookie, they're huge. Well, they're like hubcaps.
A crumble cookie can be like 600-700 calories.
That's right.
I mean, it's
you can split a crumble cookie.
They actually give you with the crumble, which I appreciate this. You can get a little like pie cutter thing where you put it down on top of the cookie and it makes individual slices. You don't have to touch it. No one has to. And then you could sample a few cookies. Even that I would permit because a crumble cookie, we've had them. They're delicious. They're also like that's a lot to get down. If you can't get a donut down, and by the way, I would eat a whole crumble cookie. I have no problem with it.
I understand, but
I'm saying, I get in an office, that may not be something everybody's going to eat one.
In this office, yes, one crumble serves one.
Yeah, but I get not every office is like that. A donut? Come on.
No, you have no business being in society.
No, I'm with you.
Get fired, get bent, go to jail, all of it. You're a C-hole.
C-hole.
That's tomorrow, but there's your jump start.
You know what? I feel like this has, there's something to this. Remember, are you aware of the St. Louis bagel thing?
I believe it's St. Louis bagel thing.
Yes, I believe it's a St. Louis thing. I could be wrong, but I know there's a place where when you go and get a bagel, they don't slice it like you're used to, where they slice it, you know, like two halves of a bagel open up like a sandwich. You put in whatever toppings you want, and then you close it back up and you eat it, right? What they do is they'll do that and maybe put some toppings in it, and then they slice it the other way. So you get little chips of bagels that have the flavoring inside. Have you not seen this?
No.
I am almost positive that's a thing.
I can't visualize what you're
saying. I looked
it
up. You're correct.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a weird thing. When you go to restaurants there in St. Louis, you can get them cut that way.
Yeah, they cut it vertically. Yes.
What did you search for? What should I search for?
St. Louis bagel cut.
Yeah. It's like, I think if you grew up in that area. And maybe that's where this is all starting, where people feel like, oh, something that's a one size fits all. Everyone should be able to eat a bagel.
Can I tell you something?
I'm just saying.
Between this,
we got to blame St. Louis for that,
between
right?
Between this and the Provel they put on the pizza, St. Louis should be cut off from the earth. What the hell are they doing in St. Louis?
Look at these. Yes, it's so ridiculous.
This is stupid.
It is stupid. Eat a whole bagel if you want a bagel, or don't eat a bagel. No in between. And again, take it to your desk, take it to your house, take it to your car, and eat three bites of it and go, you know what, not for me. And then discreetly throw it away. I don't need to know that you liked part of the bagel, but didn't want the whole thing.
We gotta get to the bottom of St. Louis, too.
I'm telling you, because
I'm glad you lost your NFL team.
Where is Panera based out of? I feel like they actually might be... Whatever store it is, there's a place that did this. There's a chain restaurant that does this. And everywhere else, they're known as something else. But in St. Louis, they're known as the St. Louis Bread Company. I think that's
Panera
right.
Panera is from St. Louis.
Yes. They're the St. Louis Bread Company. So everywhere else, they're called Panera. But they started there as St. Louis Bread Company. And they're one of the ones that did this. And I cannot believe that's a real
this
thing.
This goes back to what I said. Nothing good happens at Panera.
There you go.
Except that round coffee cake they have.
Oh, yeah?
Remember I got yelled at?
What do you mean you got
Remember?
Yelled at?
So they got that round coffee cake that used to have three flavors. It used to be cherry, cheese, and apple.
Okay.
And I think now it's just cherry and cheese. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's a circle.
All right.
And it has different... You cut yourself a little slice and...
Sure. Again, because it's a cake.
It's delicious.
It's not a bagel. It's not a donut.
It is delicious. So I go in there one day and I say, hey, do you have any of those round coffee cakes? And the person working there says, I don't know what that is. And I said, you know, the round coffee cakes.
I laugh because of all the people to say that to, you would not that you're going to be mean or anything, but I could just, this only happens to you where it's like, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
The least helpful Panera worker ever. And so I said, you know, it's got the different flavors, the cherry, the cheese, and the apple. And they go, oh, you mean a pastry ring?
Oh,
I said, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, because round coffee cake, that would be so hard to determine what the hell I was talking about. I'm so sorry I didn't have the proper vernacular. Oh. Let me punch you in the throat.
Oh, do you imagine if you went to McDonald's? Again, it'd be stupid, right? We all know the marketing. But if you walked to McDonald's and said, I'd like a kid's meal, and they go, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you mean a happy meal? Happy.
Yes, that's what I meant. The
it's
one
not
for kids.
It's happy.
Oh, shut up. You serve coffee.
We have a lot of adults come in here and order a happy meal. It'd be sort of offensive if we called it a kid's meal.
Actually, for the Panera person, it would be everything in your place is technically coffee cake, if it's a cake or pastry at all, because all of it's got coffee near it. You don't even like coffee, and you call it coffee cake.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
All right, all the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know there's an accident on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after Cleveland Avenue. It's causing a 5-minute slowdown and some stop-and-go traffic from 161. And be aware of a disabled vehicle on southbound 71's off-ramp to the downtown split. That's on the north side. It's causing a 5-minute delay there and stop-and-go traffic from 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Also, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer Wednesday. I forgot to text for him. Teddy?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I was going to ask you about that, and then I forgot to ask you about it, so I'm stupid.
Teddy, can you please get in touch with Rimmer and just see if he's alive?
How did you forget?
I forgot.
Do you just not like him or what?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
I mean, you put his name on the sheet here. I know. Right there.
I forgot.
When you typed it in, maybe that should have been the time to say,
I'll text him right now.
Text Rimmer, yeah.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Maybe.
At 5:34.
He might be busy.
That's right. If he would be so gracious to spend a few minutes with us, that would be great. All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones
On Campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Don't let your dad bod hold you back anymore. Schedule your medical weight loss consult today.
Bone. Well, man, let's start off with some college football transfer news, and then we'll transition over to college basketball transfer news, because it is that time of year. Ethan Kaliakmanis is now going to be Rutgers' new starting quarterback. You're like, hey, that name sounds familiar.
It does?
Well, you're right, and you are a sicko, my friend, because if you watched enough college football, you would know that Kaliakmanis comes to Rutgers with 17 career starts the past 2 years at Minnesota.
Oh, I guess
about
him.
Now, he'll be replacing a guy we all household name, Gavin Wimsatt, who was the 18-game starter for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights the last couple of years. He entered his name in the transfer portal in part because Kaliakmanis has chosen to go there. So, believe it or not, the 48.3% completion percentage that Rutgers had in their passing game last year was last in the Big Ten. So they believe that Ethan Kaliakmanis, him too, who is a guy with an 8-9 record at Minnesota, he presents an upgrade for them. Let him live.
All right.
Great for everyone there. Also, former Arkansas quarterback Jacoby Criswell is returning to North Carolina. Now, he was at North Carolina, then transferred to Arkansas for the 2023 season. Now is back. He lost his job out to some guy named Drake May, who ended up being pretty good from all accounts. Got taken top five in the draft. In either case, now Criswell is back on North Carolina's campus and will be attempting to secure the starter's job there. Meanwhile, we knew that there would be a transfer out of Colorado, and we do know now where that transfer's heading. After Dallin Hayden decided to go to Colorado, one of their other running backs decided he's not going to stay in Colorado. He had transferred out. Dylan Edwards now has announced he's going to land at Kansas State. So, yeah, there's really not a connection to anything. I just thought I almost tried to draw a Will Howard came from Kansas State to Ohio State. And then a player from Ohio State went to Colorado, and then a player from Colorado, but that does nothing to do with it.
As a matter of fact, let me ask a question.
Sure.
You have anything else?
One more thing. Dayton transfer Kobe Bray, best shooter in men's college basketball, had a historic season. He committed to Kentucky. So, he's a guy who hit 50% from the three-point line and made over 100 three-pointers this past year. Only three other people in college basketball history have done that. One of them was Steve Kerr, for whatever it's worth. Salim Stoudemire and Mike Uzzolino are the other two, but let him live. Kobe Bray going to Kentucky. Now that's all I have.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here's what I was... Great job.
I appreciate that.
Here's what I was going to ask. Not that you don't do a fantastic job with all of these segments.
Okay.
Like the inside the NFL and the on-campus. Have we outgrown these segments?
I don't know.
I'm asking. I don't know the answer. Like, do people still listen to them? Oh, that's interesting. Or we've just gotten to the point where they can get that information wherever the hell they want to get it, if it interests them. And people are listening to the radio thinking, talk more about bagels, fatties. I don't know the answer. If you still like the segment, we'll continue to do the segment. But Teddy, let me ask you, you're sitting there, you listen to this show, you produce the show. Do you think inside the NFL, news and notes, do you think on campus, news and notes, are these still good benchmark segments? Or have we just been doing them so long, we're used to it, and so we do them even though they don't really do anything for the audience?
Yeah, I think they're good, but I don't know if we've outgrown them or not. But maybe we could tweak them in a way, like when we do on campus, maybe we say, on campus, like food edition or something. So Tino says, yeah, in Wisconsin, you know, they have this these crazy milkshakes there. And they're outstanding.
I will say, like, there are weeks where there's a lot of college sports news that's really interesting. And there's some weeks where it's like, well, I mean, like, what are we going to do the next few weeks?
No, I know. But what I say is people don't, like, when they think of us, I don't think they're thinking, hey, man, that's where I catch up on all my news.
Well, that's fair. I know that.
We don't do that.
Or it's fun, though, when you, like, T-Bone has something, and then you interrupt him, and then you make a, you know, some kind of remark about something that he reported on. That's kind of fun.
Really, the segment is here for me to set up, like, be the straight man, and then you're supposed to come in and provide, like, the
entertainment.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? Half the time, I'm not even listening.
I know you're not. That's also just because you're you, and you're not listening to a lot of anything. Yeah.
Maybe we should script it out then, huh?
I don't know what you want.
No, I don't want anything. I just want an answer. I want to know, does it still work for people? That's all. We're here to serve the audience.
That's
if it
right.
doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Our feelings aren't going to get hurt.
No.
We'll come up with something else. Or not.
Or just nothing.
I don't know. Well, we have to come up with something because these are sponsored elements.
No. Because we've got a lot of segments now where it's like, is this the B-hole of the week and then the you're stupid of the week? And then, like, I'm just saying, I don't know how many more of those we have. Can we do too many where we're just every day? It's like, hey, here's the trash.
Like Cosby when he did that. Like, it's the B-hole of the week and the you're stupid of the week. And
here's the trash pile of the month right here. Look at this sucker.
I know.
What an idiot. And
are we too redundant with that crap,
no,
too?
I'm saying, I don't know if we can do many more. We got to have a balance, right? We got a full, like, a few people who are just driving around who are like, oh, hey, they're doing college football news. That's good. I'll listen to this.
I just think maybe.
And then we sucker them in.
You know, we're falling into that hole, that pattern, because we've always done it that way. But what if we had a segment called Fugitives of the Week?
Yeah.
Right? Where you tell us about a crime.
A one-armed man.
We kind of do that. It's called Backpage. That's like one of our benchmark things we do on Backpage. It's like crime, they took a food thing away, or someone's birthday, or they died. That's pretty much what Backpage is.
What if we can get like John Walsh to come on the show?
Alive?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Good for him.
All right. Anyway, get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Let us know. You're not going to hurt our feelings. Seriously. We're here
no.
for you. Do you like these segments where we do little news and notes? Do you like that? Or do you get that elsewhere? And you don't come here for that. That's all I want to know.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wasn't saying it to you.
I know.
Thank you to the people.
Thank you.
Fat Boy Food Tap.
You're welcome.
I wasn't talking
thank you,
to
thank
you.
Ted. Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome, Bone.
Yeah, appreciate you. Good job.
You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
Ted.
I wasn't talking to you.
Ted.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Thank you.
Ted. It's in my mouth.
Cat hair.
No, it's an eyelash.
Ted.
Ted, this ain't one of them.
This man is over here hawking up a hairball.
Fat Boy Food Tap. Next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 between 33 and I-70, causing a 5-minute slowdown, and some slow traffic causing a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:34. If you missed our new original song, we did it at 4 o'clock today. We'll have another one tomorrow at 4 o'clock, so make sure to listen to that. If you missed it, it'll be on the podcast when that posts. What else did I want to say to you?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've got wild cards if you want me to give you a few.
And yeah, go ahead.
Some of it is feedback from the original song we did today.
Okay.
This one comes from Braden, who says, not going to lie, I was nervous that I would be embarrassed for you when I listened to your song yesterday, but was genuinely impressed on how good I thought it was. Have you ever been embarrassed by someone you looked up to and it made you perceive them differently? So he's saying he liked the song from yesterday and thought that was good and was worried he was going to be embarrassed, but he wasn't. Thank you for that.
Well, first of all, we embarrass you many different ways.
Right.
Our musical ability is probably the least of that.
Yeah. Are we counting sports figures in this? Because, I mean, I've had plenty of sports figures where I was like, yeah, that guy's awesome. And then you find out they're not awesome and you're like ashamed maybe instead of embarrassed. I don't know. That's probably not the same thing.
Yeah, I forget who said it, but the worst thing you can do sometimes is meet your heroes.
Well, yeah, right. That's not, it's not great.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, though, where I was embarrassed.
No, I don't. I mean, I had growing up like in high school, there were teachers that I had at the time. This is probably the closest thing to it. There were teachers I had at the time that I thought were brilliant, made great points, and I took a lot of what they said to heart, and I really liked some of the points they made in our classes. And then I would get to like the very little bit of higher learning I went to and instantly learned like, oh, that wasn't really as good of an argument as I thought it was. And like as I've gotten older, I've looked back now and realized, well, those are really flimsy points they were making.
That's
so like,
right.
That's about the closest I've had. I still like those people and respect them. I don't agree with what they were trying to teach me about.
I remember the time where I thought to myself, I can't trust my parents.
Okay.
And I remember feeling sad that I could not tell them anything. And I'm going to tell this, I'm going to tell this story, and I think you're going to think it's a joke, and it's not. And I'm going to say it word for word, even if I get in trouble with Fish. It was Sunday night. I was probably, I don't know, 5, 6? I don't remember.
Okay.
But somewhere around then. And my grandparents had come over for Sunday dinner. And sometimes after Sunday dinner, we would all sit down and watch a movie. And I don't even remember what it was. I want to say it was like Funny Farm with Chevy Chase or something.
I remember that movie.
Some movie that wouldn't have been too offensive for a kid of my age.
Sure.
To also watch with adults.
My family was super strict on that stuff. I watched Funny Farm when I was a kid, so that would make sense that you guys would not find that offensive in any way.
Right. So I remember I'm sitting on the floor next to my mom when we're watching this movie, and something happens on the screen where two characters kiss.
Sure.
And it's not like porno kiss, but it's the way a husband and wife would kiss each other.
Passionate kiss.
Yes. And I remember I whispered to my mom, I said, I'm really embarrassed about something. And she said, what? And I said, sometimes when I see two people kiss, my pee-pee gets hard. That's what I said to her.
Pee-pee working. Pee-pee very working.
I didn't know why, you know? It's just...
Right.
I said this to her.
You're a male, you've experienced at some point where that thing started doing its own thing and you didn't know
know if there was something wrong with me.
Sure.
You know, because why is that happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, well, I can trust my mom.
Oh,
I can tell her this.
Right.
She laughs and then tells the whole room what I said.
Oh, no.
And I was so embarrassed. And I remember thinking at that moment, I cannot tell these people everything.
Oh, man.
It was that moment.
Wow. Yeah, that would do it. I can definitely understand how that would do it. Yeah, but now you've worked to a point where you can tell thousands of people.
No, I know.
That.
Now I can say, pee-pee don't work. Hey. And they probably wish I wouldn't tell people that.
Oh, man. I will never forget. Because it wasn't with my parents or anything. It wasn't a trust issue. It was the first time I learned, like, I thought I was the only one experiencing that thing that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean,
you don't know. You have no idea this is a natural thing. You think you're a freak.
I was in I was probably in third or fourth grade, and we were out on the playground, and there was like a wiffle ball bat out there. And like the one girl in our class that everyone had a crush on walked by us, and she looked very pretty to all of us that day. And one of my friends, I will not forget, had the wiffle ball bat, had it in the middle of his legs, and he just goes, swing, and like stuck it like 6 to noon, like right. And in that moment, I was like, oh, hey, someone else has that too?
Me too.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Let's get together and look at him. Come on.
I remember being so relieved. I was like, I'm not the only one this is happening to. That's good to know. I had no idea. I thought I was on an island. I thought I didn't know if it was supposed to be like that all the time or none of the time. I thought it was wrong. Like I was like where I'm at in the middle where sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. That probably isn't right. It's supposed to be one or the other. And it turned out, no, I was perfectly normal as it worked out.
I was going to say this is oversharing. Everything we talk about is oversharing.
Have you just joined the show?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So the first time that I ever truly felt anything down
okay,
there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I thought something was medically wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because I was laying in bed and we had the porno channel, but it was all scrambled up.
Again, if you're not of a certain age.
Yes, I know.
The blurry channel, the blurry scrambled channel was...
And like if you watched it long, you could still hear everything. If you watched it long enough, maybe you could see a nipple.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
It would like pass in and out of the very small part of the screen that was not blurred or not
so
scrambled.
Me and all my pervy friends, we would, you know, talk. Hey, did you watch the scrambled channel last night, the porno channel? Yeah, I saw it. Did you see? Yeah, I saw it for 2 seconds. I saw it.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the porno channel and something begins to occur.
Yeah, of course.
And it's the first time that's ever happened. And I thought there was something. Oh, I thought to myself, you've done it now. I've done something wrong. I actually got up. I was ready to knock on my parents' bedroom door.
Oh, no.
And say, I think there's something wrong with me. I have to go to the hospital.
But you had already learned from telling your mom. Well, if I tell this lady, she's just going to, what's she going to do? Run around the neighborhood and be like, my son's an idiot. And just,
well,
like,
then I thought to myself, well, I'll just wait a little while. I'll just wait a little while and see if this stops.
Yeah.
Right.
And
then I decided, I like whatever this is.
So yeah, that's you very soon after the initial, I'm not sure what this is.
What is this? Oh, mommy, help. No, don't stay there.
Hang on.
I'm good.
Just
stay
the door.
There.
Yeah, right.
Actually, never bother me again. The rest of my life is... In that moment, I didn't realize the rest of my life was over
right.
or just starting.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't know in that moment.
Because then it just takes over your entire life.
Yeah. I am now thinking about the Scramble Channel on cable, and it's brought me to this question. Was the technology not... Like, I don't remember... I don't remember watching like HBO. We didn't have HBO.
We didn't have that.
Right. But what I'm saying, we had the ability to have it, but we didn't have it.
Right.
But I remember when we flipped past it, it just wasn't on there. It was just a blank channel. It wasn't like I could see like a stand-up special or hear it, but it was just scrambled.
You're right. It was just gone.
So was there some like weird pervy dude running the switchboard at these cable companies?
Let's just give him a little taste.
Yeah, let's let him hear it. Give him a little bit of the nip, if you know what I mean.
Maybe they'll want to order it then.
Right. Why was that one?
I don't know.
That one actually had noises and sounds and there were images you could kind of see. Wouldn't you think it would be better if you could do that with HBO or Cinemax? Wouldn't you do that with the all-on, like, Girls Car Wash 17? Wouldn't you think you'd put that movie also just completely not on the TV? They knew what they were doing to us, is what I'm telling you.
Then as I got older, because you get in the ad of a back of a magazine, they had ads for cable descrambler boxes.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I saved up all my money. It was like $350, which at that point in my life...
Must be nice.
No, that was like everything I ever had or will have.
Ted, and did you know Mike sold drugs when he was a kid? I didn't know this. Where'd you get $350? In the 90s?
I don't know.
As a kid?
Communion money or something?
I don't know.
Confirmation money?
My gosh.
I saved it up, and I remember I bought it, and my mom was like, what are you doing with this? And I said, I'm going to watch the wrestlings.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the pay-per-views.
Of course.
Right? In my mind, it's like, don't question. I want to watch naked, too. Because it worked on the naked.
Yeah. And then your mom's like, what are you watching there? You're like, oh, it's WrestleMania. Really fast-paced match here with...
I'm clapping! That ladder match, great!
This is one of those, like, men versus women matches. Just, it's new. Don't ask any questions. Please
lingerie
don't open the door.
On a pole match.
There certainly was a pole involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we've run out of time and we didn't do our... Now we've gotten to the point in the show where we are distracted from doing the distracted things.
Yeah. So we're going to have to, next segment, talk about our Fat Boy food tee up.
Yes.
That we didn't do this segment because we were instead talking about the first time pee-pee working.
Pee-pee working way God intended
it's
it.
It's pee-pee no worky and then pee-pee go worky, right? Like, I think we were talking about the first time we had pee-pee go worky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how my mother has just a big mouth. We'll just tell everybody.
Right. That's, you know, it's unfortunate when you learn that you can't tell someone secrets like that.
I know. It's the moment you realize, like, oh, these are people.
Well, you're getting her back.
These are
now.
Human beings.
Now, because you're telling all their secrets. So
I know.
Here you go.
I embarrass her every day.
There you go.
It's called my career. Fat Boy Food Tip. Next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slow traffic on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Morse Road and 161. And watch for an accident on the left shoulder of northbound 270 on the west outer belt at Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. Police are on scene, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new summer blizzard treat menu. Try new picnic peach cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new peanut butter cookie dough party. The new summer blizzard treat menu is one you won't want to miss. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
You're looking for a entertaining option. Maybe you go to dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that on your date night forever. Dinner and a movie. Dinner. You know what? How about dinner? At Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
How about that?
And how about having dinner in their 12,000 square foot sports book?
Yeah.
Because they have it right. Food, drink, dinner. Great food and drink, plus two huge walls of TVs. And if you're so inclined, you can put some action on whatever you happen to be watching. It is the place to be. Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sports book. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, you know what? Maybe the next time everybody's been married or in a long-term relationship, maybe you've had this discussion where someone says, I bet you won't do that. You could say, oh, yeah? How about you do bet that I will do that? And instead of betting that I'll do that, how about you bet on these two baseball teams, huh? And then they'll say, what? And you're like, get in the car. And then you drive over there. Before they know it, they're having fun gambling on something they never intended to. And they're eating delicious food. All at Hollywood Casino Sportsbook.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Fat Boy Food Tip.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, Bone, what do you got?
All right, man. We've got to use our hefty influence and resources to get something going here. And I want to thank Brett, and I'll give his full name, Brett Fleming, my guy. Brett tweeted me yesterday, tweeted you and me and the fine folks at Keebler. Okay. He tweeted the elves at Keebler and he said, bring them back. I'm starting a petition to help me out. And then he tweeted at us. Now, included with this was a picture of a white bag of chips. And these chips are made by the Keebler Company. They were sold in the 90s. They have been discontinued for many, many years. They are called Pizzarias. Pizza R-I-A-S, in case you're wondering how to spell that. They are Pizzarias Pizza Chips. Now, if you're wondering, what is a pizza chip? I will tell you. It looks a bit like a Dorito. It has a lot. Picture the dustiest Dorito you've ever gotten. But then the flavors are not nacho cheese or Cool Ranch. They are pizza-inspired flavors. So there's some tomato, there's some cheese, there's some hint of spice. These things were the bomb. They were delicious.
I remember them. We were never allowed to get them.
No?
But when we did get them, it was fabulous.
My parents, they weren't quite that strict on them, but we would get them, and my brother and I would just tear into this bag and they'd be vaporized in like 5 minutes.
That's why we weren't allowed to get them.
So that's my parents would throttle them back and say not every trip to the grocery store, but they would get them like probably every other time. So then that got me thinking, because Brett makes a good point. So one, here's what we got to do. At Keebler US is their Twitter handle. Tweet these people. They have 19,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? We've got more followers than that on our show account and you and I on our personal accounts. If everybody listening is tweeting at Keebler and putting the pizzerias back in play, Keebler used to make chips, folks, and it wasn't just those. They also made a few other things. The Tato skins, which if you've not had those are chips that are designed to look like the outside and then inside of a baked potato. The one side would be kind of a browner shade, and the inside would look more like, you know, inside of a potato. But they would have flavorings on them, like sour cream and onion, bacon and cheese. Delicious. They still make a version of this. The TGI Fridays people must have bought the recipe, or I don't know what. If you go to a gas station, you go to some grocery stores, you can find these TGI Fridays chips that are supposed to look like a loaded baked potato. That's essentially the closest thing we have now to the Tato skins. Those are made by Keebler. And a chip that I still to this day wish we had, the O'Boysies. These were a chip that were made. They were the crispiest potato chips I've ever had. Very thin, very bubbly, and just a texture I've never experienced before or since. The O'Boysies, regular and sour cream, were out of this world good. All three of those made by Keebler, no more. They've been gone for years.
All right, here's
we need these chips. Bring them back.
Here's some update on that, okay?
Okay.
The reason why they stopped making them is because the parent company split. So Keebler then was just a sweet confectionery cookies and
making the Elf cookies
stuff
and all
like that
stuff.
Yeah. Right. According to Wikipedia, which means it has to be true, Utz, they make potato chips and snacks.
Yeah.
UTZ. They now own the trademark to all of the pizzerias and the Keebler.
Really?
Savories. And there are groups on Facebook lobbying Utz to bring back the pizzeria's chips.
Oh, yeah.
Something else I'd forgotten. They came in three flavors.
Yes, they
cheese
did.
Cheese pizza, pizza supreme, and zesty pepperoni.
Yes. And I loved the zesty pepperoni. I loved all three of them, but the zesty pepperoni was my jam. But Utz, we got to make. And don't give me, well, we put the flavoring on an Utz chip. No. Make pizzerias. You don't have a Doritos type of product, do you, Utz? I don't think so. These do not, I don't think they even compete with Doritos. They're different. I'm just saying they have a triangular shaped chip that mimics what a pizza looks like. Let's get those going. And if you could also make O'Boysies and or potato skins, I'm with you. Let's go.
Pizzerias were mentioned on the Netflix original series Everything Sucks. And rank high on the list of snack foods that still haunt 90s kids as adults. Mm. In 2017, the Daily Meal included pizzerias in its list of the most popular snack foods in the last 10 decades.
Well, I bet they were.
Well, let's bring them back and make some money, Utz.
All right, Utz, then don't tweet the Keebler people. I'm wrong.
You're a fine Pennsylvania company, Utz.
Let's go. What's the Utz Twitter handle? Let's get on that. Right? Let's make Utz a thing.
I assume it's just at UTZ.
UTZ Snacks. Snacks. And you know what? They've got 40,000 followers. That's something that we could still, I think we could, they'd be pretty shocked if they saw us all in mass getting on there and telling them what's Utz, what's up.
They're headquartered in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it?
So.
Do they make the Hanover pretzels? Is that them too?
Yes, they do make pretzels.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
They make chips and pretzels and other salty snacks. And I'm going to say, if you live in the Hanover area, too, what I think may be effective is write a little note, bring back pizzerias, get a rubber band and attach it to a brick and throw it through their window.
Don't do that. Do not do that.
Don't do that.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on. Now you got me.
Don't do that, please.
You know what? This is interesting because now I'm on their website. I didn't know they made all these chips. So when I was out in Colorado, there were these chips that I bought because I thought, oh, I'm in Colorado. These must be local chips. They were called Boulder Canyon chips. And they had
probably made by Utz, right?
They are. They're actually on their website. I didn't know this was made by them, but they have an avocado oil spicy green chili chip. I did not try that. I guess all these chips are made with avocado oil. They also had a Canyon Poppers aged white cheddar chip that was very good. Oh, those aren't chips. Those are the popcorn puffer things. But they had a cheddar flavor and a chip that was good too. Either way, Utz, let's get pizzerias going.
Oh, they make the Zapp's chips. I thought that was a New Orleans thing.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe they bought it.
Or as you said, Zappos.
Is that not what it's called?
No, it's Zapp's.
Oh, well, sorry. My bad.
Zappos.
Oh, you know what?
Shoes and chips.
Okay. Guess what brand Utz owns? That I was just talking about.
What?
they make TGI Fridays chips. So the Tato skins that we were talking about.
All right, well, they're doing that.
They're making those.
Bring back the pizzerias.
I got to investigate their website because maybe they are like secretly making pizzerias. They're just not calling them that. And they've been in hiding in plain sight this whole time. We're gonna figure it
out. Shop by product.
I'm looking, man. They got a lot of stuff here. They got a lot of stuff. We're going to find it.
They make the On the Border chips.
Oh, they make those too. I love those.
They make the On the Border chips, yeah.
All right. Utz, we're going to work something out.
They have a chip kind line called Tortillas.
Tortillas?
Tortillas. Tortillas.
Okay. Well, who are...
They're flavored, but they don't look like pizzerias.
All right. Listen.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
We're working on it is the point here.
Is coming up next. If you know someone from Utz Corporate, have them call us.
Absolutely.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slower traffic causing a 10-minute delay if you need to travel eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. We've got another 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
Oh, he's retired, but he's not retired with us. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Maybe I should actually turn him on. Hello, there Rims.
Good afternoon, guys. Mike, just so the listeners know, you and I usually converse earlier on in the day, make sure that we're both set to go at 5:34, right about now.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard from you today.
I know,
I'm sorry. So I have ventured out today, and I know it's a name-dropping segment, and I'll tell you, I am here in South Beach, walking the streets in downtown Miami, looking for some celebrities that I can mention on the show here today. But so far, I've struck out.
Are you doing a bit, or are you really on the streets of South Beach?
No, what he's saying is he's mad that you didn't call him. He wasn't sure if
this was
still happening.
No, I know, and I'm asking, so, like, are you really on the streets of South Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe him. You can hear the sounds of Miami right behind him. The quiet,
you can hear
dim,
the ocean.
Yeah, the quiet, dim echo of no one around. That's usually what
happens.
Like.
Have you seen some good talent around on South Beach?
There's a lot of great talent on South Beach. In fact, I live a little further north of Lauderdale, and there is the new South Beach, which is Delray, Florida. And I'll tell you, the talent's pretty good there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't ventured over there. But having not heard from you, I just thought, you know what? Why don't I just take a little drive down to South Beach and just kind of check things out? It's been a while since I've been down there.
Are you with Gloria Estefan right now?
Well, that's what I was hoping to bump into, or perhaps several others. Mr. Iglesias.
Hold on, who knows? Are those the dogs?
No. Those are just random dogs in the street. That's just random street dogs, Mike.
Thank you, T-Bone.
Yes, of course. I know how it is, Rims. I've been to Miami. You just occasionally a wild canine out
random
there.
Random street dogs.
Yes.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Rims? Are you enjoying the playoff hockey?
I certainly am. And I'm looking forward to tonight's game. The key game is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. It's the pivotal fifth game of the series. And I'm looking for a pretty good hockey game here tonight. A little disappointed that Tampa didn't put up a better fight against Florida. I expected in the Battle of Florida an extended seven-game series. It didn't happen. I watched the Maple Leafs, old
South Beach
team.
Cell reception's not very good, Rims. Hey, let me ask you, as we try and improve your cell reception, because Teddy's working on the tower right now. Going back to Tampa, is John Cooper going to be back next year? And what is the fate of Steven Stamkos? Where do you see him going?
Well, it was announced today, and I watched some of the news conference, that number one, negotiations have already started to get Stamkos signed to an extension. So he's not going anywhere. John Cooper made that very clear. And John Cooper's got 1 year left on his contract. I don't think they're necessarily going to fire John Cooper based on the team's exit from the playoffs. I'll say something else, though. He did start his news conference today by apologizing for his comments. And you know what? I think he was right. The two goals that were called back by Tampa a couple of nights ago, and the listeners that watched that game certainly, I think, might agree with me. Both those goals should have counted. And John Cooper, as he started his press conference the other night, post-game press conference, stated, we're turning these goaltenders into goaltenders wearing skirts. And he apologized for that. He said, hey, I've got two daughters at home. It was inappropriate for me to say. But I certainly can understand his frustration. So the bottom line, Cooper's not going to be dismissed. I still think you're going to see, and I believe the Blue Jackets are waiting for this. There could be some general managers and other hockey people perhaps dismissed here with early exits from the playoffs, and that's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Rims, in your experience, just on that same line of thinking, I know that the technical, you know, there's rules about everything. Can't tamper, can't do anything like that. Not the Blue Jackets necessarily, but are you aware of in other years, let's say, around the National Hockey League, if a team is interested in someone who is currently employed but may not be soon, do they have ways of getting the message across that they would be interested and maybe vice versa if that's the way it's going?
You know, that's a great question, T-Bone, and all you got to do is look at July 1st in free agency. And minutes after the clock strikes noon, you hear of several signings of unrestricted free agents. And, hey, obviously there were some discussions going on. And I know now that there is a bit of a window that you can talk to players prior to the 1st of July. But at the same time, I believe that, and we won't call it tampering, but, hey, I might be interested, or the agent could certainly drop a hint that I might be interested in perhaps joining your team, and is there any interest on your part or any interest in the player joining Team X? So, yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on. But teams can ask for permission to talk. In fact, even after the season is over and players are, or management's under contract, or perhaps an assistant general manager is under contract, you can ask for permission to talk to them. But normally, out of respect, if the team's involved in the playoffs, as Tampa was, they've got a couple of assistant general managers who could be of interest to other teams in the National Hockey League. The idea is you ask for permission before ever talking to them on a kind of an interview basis, if you will.
Has anybody asked for permission to talk to Yarmo?
Yarmo is actually over in Europe right now scouting for the Blue Jackets. He's still under contract here, and he's at the under 18, and then we'll go to the World Championships. He says that he wants to be a general manager in the league again, and I suspect that he'll interview for jobs, but at the present time, I don't believe there's anybody that's talking to him perhaps as a general manager.
All right, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Never refuse to talk about Buyers Imports by the Airport. In fact, talking to Kevin King earlier on, the general managers of Buyers Imports by the Airport, talked to him earlier this afternoon on my way down to Miami Beach and South Beach specifically. And, hey, cars are rolling in and out, both new and pre-owned. There's the collection there, obviously. As we've mentioned several times, the new Porsches and pre-owned Macans and 911s. You can certainly order one, and a beautiful 911. In fact, just rolled off the showroom floor here in the last 24 hours. As well, there's Audi and Subaru. Great selection of Subarus, all colors. And the place to go is Buyers Imports by the Airport.
All right, Rims, let's do some name dropping. What do you got?
I've got nobody. I have not found Gloria Estefan just yet. Maybe Jennifer Lopez might drop by here. What about Alex Rodriguez? He lives down in these parts. And, oh, how about all the National Hockey Leaguers, particularly the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Russians at that, that have been eliminated from the playoffs? Maybe of Evgeny Malkin, who lives not too far where I am standing right now. Maybe I can bump into him here in the next hour. So I'm on the hunt here, and I'm going to do all I can prior to next Wednesday to bump into some big-time celebrities, make some friendships, and share those friendships with you.
Rims, I've got a couple more names to add there, okay? I want you, because you're in the Miami area, you're in the, you know, near South Beach. I just saw Lionel Messi playing for Inter Miami of Major League Soccer. He was at a Miami Heat game. Obviously, he likes attending other sporting events. He even had on a Canadian tuxedo. He was wearing a jean jacket and jeans. I think it's your mission over the summer to find a way to chat with Lionel Messi or second place David Beckham, co-owner of the team. So I know you roll in those circles. Just keep your ear to the ground and see if you can hook that up, okay?
Well, let me tell you, Messi doesn't live too far from me, not where I am right now. But he lives north of Lauderdale and actually looked at a home not too far from where I am on the next main thoroughfare over. And he's often been seen at Publix just grocery shopping with his kids. So, yeah, he's out there. He's not looking for any special attention. And, I'd love to run into Beckham. I've got some questions for him. He's just done a terrific job.
What kind of questions do you have?
Why did you break up the Spice Girls? Like, what's...
Well, let me talk to him first, and then I'll tell you what his response was to the questions.
Okay, right.
That's good.
All right, thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it, and hopefully we'll have some news in the not-too-distant future on the Blue Jackets, because they're hard at it nationwide in an effort to improve the team and come up with a new general manager.
That means you know something. You know it, don't you?
No, sir.
Nope, you know it. And you're not going to tell us
next week.
I know. All right. I know you know.
We're not going to ask about David Beckham next week because we're going to have a bunch of other questions. That's what
I
heard.
Goodbye.
There we go.
What did he say about they got a what going on at Nationwide Arena?
No, they're hard at work.
Oh, I thought
they don't have a hard anything. They are hard at work. Just to be clear.
What did I hear?
No.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.
I'll tell you what. They got a hard on. They know we're going to hire.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the left lane on westbound 70 downtown before the 71 west split, causing a 5-minute delay. And we've got some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 23 and Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis Text Line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeyes Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my wild Sex Panther sound effectors.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Do I have a prize? Or do I just need to do some more?
Do I
need to
do some more?
No.
You can give me one.
All right.
He says no.
Do I need some more wild cards?
But you can just do
it. I'll do some. All right. Let's see. Redbeard Betts says, would you rather never be able to eat fast food again or the Jackets win the cup next year?
Wow. Well, you know what? My arteries would also thank me.
That's
so
right.
Let's go. Cup time.
I'm with you.
What happens to the show?
Well, we just have to get more expensive fat boy food.
I mean, sure, I'm not funny anymore, but there's more to life than just making casual observations.
Is there?
Well, you know why we talk so much fast food on this damn show is because for 82 games, we got to mostly ignore the hockey team because they suck. What are we going to talk about?
What, do you expect me to be your fast food correspondent?
Yes.
Until the end of time?
You're going to come in trying everything?
I got my bucket of 50 nuggets here, all for me.
Tell us what it was like.
That's right.
Describe it.
You guys are just wasting away, looking like a couple of Rick Pitinos.
But we got our Blue Jackets championship gear on.
Yeah,
but you don't have enough strength to even walk to the door.
They bring the cup in and we just pass out in it because we don't even, like, we're just liquefied.
I love
even
how
humans now.
I love how the thought in my head, the thought of you guys not being able to have any fast food,
yes,
is akin to you wasting away and dying.
Yeah, like I wouldn't get nine pizzas every night.
Right.
That's not fast food.
You'll make up for it.
No, you're right.
Pizza's not fast food.
Yeah.
Unless you go to one that has a drive-thru, then no. In which case you can't go to that one.
What would you... So if you had no more fast food ever, you said pizza. What would the other, like, top vices be for just crap food that you would go nuts on?
I'd have to know the rules on fast food. Like, if we are just saying
food.
Traditional fast food restaurants, then is a gas station considered... Like, can I still get ding-dongs and ho-hos? Like... I'd get all that stuff. I'd get a lot more chips and stuff like that.
Yes, I would do
fast
chips.
Food.
Yeah. I would do pizzas. I would do pints of ice cream.
Yep.
I would do lots of fried bread.
I'd do lots of hot dogs, stuff like that.
Lots of dogs.
Would we call like a food truck fast food? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's the ultimate window. I mean,
it is a window.
No,
you're going up to their window. It's like Melissa Etheridge, come to my window, and then
they hand you food.
Yeah.
She's a sweet gal.
Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah.
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 She is.
Good voice. Agree.
Yeah.
Come great voice. To my window.
That's not what it sounds like.
Copyright.
Just for what it's worth.
That's just a quick taste.
I'll be home soon.
That's not what it sounds like either.
It's not copyright if I'm singing it.
Yeah.
You know what I found out about
you? You sang Melissa Bon Jovi. I couldn't sing Melissa Etheridge?
No, you can't. So Melissa Etheridge decides, I want to have a baby.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
She's in a same-sex relationship.
Yeah.
So they have to get the sperm from somewhere, okay. Right?
Sure.
So she decides, let me get it from the guy who looks like a walrus in David Crosby.
Oh.
David Crosby.
Like, wouldn't you just be knocking on Stamos's door saying, like, please give me something in a cup?
Knock, knock, knocking on Stamos's door.
Hang on.
Put it in a turkey baster.
Hang on.
Oikos.
I'm trying.
Timmy.
You just ruined.
Milan's here.
Ruined Greek yogurt.
Milan's
here.
But now. It's really his endorsement.
Thank you. I know it's his endorsement.
It fits. It wasn't supposed
I know David
to
Crosby has musical talent. I
no,
get it.
Same,
but
yeah.
That's at the same time.
That's where I'm at. I'm thinking she's looking at it going, well, I'm extremely musically talented. I don't know who she's in a relationship with, but what if that person is like, hey, I'd like to sing one of your songs too. Sounds like this to me. She's like, I got to get someone who can sing. So then she's like, well, let's go with this guy because we know he's got all the talent.
I would get Dave Matthews to donate. Then you just have this super acoustic artist.
I got central heating.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
Is David Crosby playing like a fuzz box? Am I wrong? Is he like also not occasionally acoustic?
No, he's acoustic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure. He can do acoustic too, right?
Yeah. He's no Dave.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Them's fighting words.
Come on.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight, my man DeVere is here because it's DeVere Day. We're going to talk about some of the best wide receivers in Ohio State football history based off this little list that we saw. Dane Sonsenbacher, big night of guests here. Dane's going to drop by the show at 6:33, the former teammates, DeVere and Dane, so that'll be fun. Got out on the golf course with Sonsenbacher, and that was a great time. And speaking of golf, we talked to the Golden Bear today. So he'll be on the program at 6:48.
Look at you.
And just for bone, in the 7 o'clock hour, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, my. Did he go to Ohio State, too?
No, but he was here in the state of Ohio.
I got it.
Doing cool things.
So today, he was an honorary Buckeye.
Yeah.
And that's why he's on the Buckeye Show.
He went to Ohio State like LeBron went to Ohio State.
I see.
He wanted to go here.
You know what is actually true about Dale Jr.? For many years, I don't know if he still does, owned a property out in eastern Ohio where he would go and like do some hunting, some outdoorsy activities, stuff like that.
The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. Same. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We got to talking. real quick.
You're done.
Real quick. Jeff Goldblum apparently has decided to let the world know that his children, who are 8 and 6, Charlie and River,
all right,
Jeff Goldblum, 71, has revealed that his children will not get anything when he goes.
I'm very old, and you know I'll be dead soon.
He says, "Hey,
a lot
you know,
of life left to live.
You've got to row your own boat. So he apparently told them this already, that, like, you better figure it out because I'm not leaving you any scratch. So
I can understand that, having that conversation with, like, a teenager who's skipping out on curfew.
But and it's six like, and
let
eight.
Me tell you something. You're not getting anything from me when I'm dead.
Daddy, will you watch Sesame Street with me?
Sesame Street's a lie! And so is your inheritance.
Can I have some ice cream?
Pay for it yourself! I work for this ice cream.
Okay, Dad.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on the east side between Kelton Avenue and the 71 East Split. And watch out for an accident on westbound 33's off-ramp to James Road, causing some holdup. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling from call 1-800-GAMBLER. After the draft, here's your Steelers season betting outlook. Pittsburgh is 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. That's tied for the 18th best odds. Steelers are plus 170 to make the playoffs and minus 210 to miss. They also have a season win total of 7.5 games this year. Steelers have the worst odds in the AFC North to win the division at plus 750. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, the Reds are in San Diego for the last of a three-game set against the Padres. Right now, that game is tied at 2-2 in the top of the seventh inning. In Houston, the Guardians face the Astros for the second of their three-game series. There, the Astros won last night's game 10-9 in 10 innings. Tonight's game will get started at 8-10. Tristan McKenzie's on the mound for Cleveland. In soccer, the Crew are on the road against Monterrey tonight for the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. Kickoff is at 10:15. A win or tie by Columbus tonight, and they advance to the finals. NBA playoffs tonight, the Heat are at the Celtics. Boston leads there 3-1, and Dallas is at the LA Clippers. That series is even at 2 games apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Vegas is at Dallas. That series is even at 2-2, and LA is at Edmonton. The Oilers lead that series 3-1. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online.